One of those days. Would you like to say hello to the internet?
Who is internet? Hello?
We're just walking down the hill from a dentist, which got better when we saw the dentist, but weren't very helpful for us beforehand. I'm with my grandmother, Granny Mentally, 89 years old. And I was over in Hinckley today from Cambridgeshire because we had an emergency plumber. Yeah?
No,
we're here to get you your bottom teeth. We think the carers threw the teeth away, so we're getting some new ones. My grandmother has got Alzheimer's, and and doesn't smell, and so the massive gas leak that was in the house, reported a week ago, but not told to me, reported to the care office, but nothing happened, came to my attention when I phoned up and spoke to a carer who was on a visit, and they said, oh, there's still the gas leak. So I called an emergency plumber out today, and he's been really helpful, and he's dug up the kitchen floor, and he's found the gas leak, and he's fixing it. And so it was all a bit touch and go, got to get to the dentist. So we jumped in my car, a very reliable, normally, Land Rover, and I forgot that my grandmother can't really get in and out of that car, normally come in a smaller one. And so I stopped to get a step to help her get out at the dentist. It's a little, plastic foldable step thing, and the car wouldn't start again. So I'm parked in a not very good place with my grandmother in the car with the windows down and the car not working, with 10 minutes to get to the dentist. Phoned the AA, did all the normal stuff. The people outside discount stores on Rugby Road in Hinckley, amazingly helpful. Gave my grandmother a chair to sit in the sun while we waited. And then I called the AA and they said they'll be on the way. And then I phoned the dentist and said we were going to be a little bit late. And that this was very important because my grandmother doesn't have any teeth and is having really trouble eating since they got thrown away. And they said, you've got 5 minutes. And I says, really? Really, you're going to make my grandmother run up a hill? Luckily, we were only a road away. And they says, yes, we can't wait, really, I'm afraid. Talking to the internet. Lots of people. I'll wrap up. The dentist was a friendly man when we got there. The reception, I think, seemed a little bit embarrassed when they saw, you know, that my grandmother is 89 years old and is not the best jogger. We ran up the hill a bit, didn't we, to get to the dentist. Do you remember that? And then when we got there, now we're coming back down the hill because I've got a text message. We've had our settings taken of the mouth for teeth, and the AA man is there waiting for us. And see what happens. So what should we do if the car is fixed? Should we go and get something to eat? Hungry?
Up to you.
I've got some money, don't worry. Being blustered by the wind. Something soft.
Yeah.
Something soft. Oh, it doesn't rain but it pours, huh? We'll see. All so far, it's coming together. It's coming together.